This is the 2020 Statehouse Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Funding is brought to you in part by SDN Communications, the South Dakota Bar Foundation, Missouri River Energy Services, and Touchstone Energy Cooperatives. Here's Chris Loffrey with today's top legislative news in Pierre.
A South Dakota lawmaker is being tested for an illness and is away from the Capitol on the last day of session. Republican Speaker of the House Stephen Haugaard announced on the House floor that Glenham Republican Spencer Gosch will no longer be in the Capitol.
Speaker Pro Tem Gosch was having some problems yesterday. He got more ill overnight and went in and to be tested, so he cannot have contact with anybody for a couple of days while they're doing this testing. So it's a serious event.
The statement came during the Doctor of the Day announcement. Coronavirus is not confirmed in Hughes County, where the state capital is located. The state says there are 8 confirmed cases of the virus, with 11 tests still pending. The announcement comes as lawmakers are working out the final details of the budget. Once they pass a budget, legislators will adjourn and return to their respective districts. A bill to fund county roads was brought back to life in the South Dakota legislature. Attempts to approve a measure failed earlier this session due to a lack of one-time funding available, but that now changed. SDPB's Stephanie Ristler has this report.
Representative Caleb Fink explains that one-time funds have been found and asked lawmakers to agree to a Hog House amendment, which guts Senate Bill 144 and replaces it with the contents from House Bill 1284. That creates a road improvement priority fund.
This amendment basically puts that bill into this piece of legislation with a $10 million one-time appropriation that would be distributed out to the counties through the formula that's in the bill.
Representative Linda Duba says the money found may not even be enough to make a difference.
So I am concerned about us saying we've got all this money and we're going to have a major impact and we have 82,000 miles of road. I really think we need to step back and think about what this money is really doing. And are we making this a statement in the press? Or are we really going to make a huge impact on the roads that were destroyed?
House Majority Leader Lee Quam applauds the efforts of state appropriators.
This is the best thing we've done for a while to give back to the people of South Dakota that have entrusted us in our care. And I certainly hope that we can go green on this and make it happen.
Lawmakers approved the Hog House Amendment, then passing the bill 56-11. The Senate disagreed with the amendments, and Senator Brock Greenfield told lawmakers now is an inappropriate time to approve buying gravel and asked the body to not concur to the changes in the bill, which the majority agreed to, killing the bill. For SDPB, I'm Stephanie Ristler.
It could be a late evening for state lawmakers as they hash out a few outstanding issues on the last legislative day. As SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports, lawmakers have been going back and forth with the governor's office on how to spend about a $13 million surplus.
Up in the air is how much lawmakers will appropriate for a number of projects. These include a health center at the University of South Dakota, the Dakota Promise Scholarship, whether to extend the crisis line 211 to 32 other counties, bridge repair funding, and an industrial hemp program. The tangled web of negotiations is being brought against one another. House lawmakers are passing along an amended version of the hemp bill over to the Senate. The bill has one-time funding in place for the current fiscal year. Ongoing funding for a hemp program will get added to the general fund bill. Included with that is funding for extending the crisis line 211. Once these pieces of the budget are put in place, it's assumed appropriators will button up the rest of the current and next fiscal year budgets later this evening. Once that's done, lawmakers will gavel out until March 30th, which is reserved for consideration of overriding any gubernatorial vetoes. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.
You can keep up with the top legislative news every day by listening to the 2020 Statehouse Podcast. For additional programming and news, listen to us online at sdpb.org. Be sure to download the free SD.net app on your mobile device for live committee meetings, floor sessions, and daily archives of the People's Business and Peer. Be sure to connect with us on social media by liking the SDPB News Facebook page and following at SDPB News on Twitter. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications, the South Dakota Bar Foundation, Missouri River Energy Services, and Touchstone Energy Cooperative. This has been a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.